Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of Peaceful Wellness with Deb. And this month we've been focusing on self-love. And this week we're exploring a crucial aspect of that love, which is setting healthy boundaries. So I'm your host, Deb, and I'm here to guide you through understanding and implementing boundaries as a vital act of self-care. Boundaries help us define what is ours to hold and what we must let go of. Ensuring our emotional and psychological well-being is protected. So as we move forward in this episode today, we'll be learning to identify, respect, and assert our personal limits so we can nurture our peace and integrity. In our first segment, I'll talk about the importance of healthy boundaries. Then we'll experience a guided meditation. And in our last segment, I'll talk about practicing assertiveness in self-care. So join me. The importance of healthy boundaries. So this is a pivotal part of our self-care journey, understanding the essence and importance of setting healthy boundaries. And as we navigate the path of self-love, it becomes crucial to acknowledge and assert our personal limits. Now, these boundaries are not barriers to keep people out, but bridges that define how others can respectfully connect with us. They are the expressions of our self-worth and self-respect. So why do boundaries matter? Well, boundaries are the physical, emotional, and mental limits we establish to protect ourselves from being manipulated, used, or violated by others. They help us separate who we are and what we think and feel from the thoughts and feelings of others. Now, in my journey, I learned that boundaries are about honoring my needs, feelings, desires, and rights. And I had many years where I didn't do that. I didn't honor myself. But I learned that boundaries are an act of self-respect and a declaration that our needs matter. So the types of boundaries are, well, first, physical boundaries, and they relate to our personal space and physical touch. Emotional boundaries involve separating your emotions from someone else's, allowing you to protect your emotional well-being. Mental boundaries refer to your thoughts, your values, and opinions. And time boundaries, those are about how you use your time, ensuring you have time for both work and relaxation. So let me share a personal insight. There was a time when my boundaries were more like suggestions than firm limits. And this is because this is the way I was raised and grew up. Boundaries were crossed all the time. And so as I became an adult, I would often say yes when I desperately wanted to say no. And over time, this led to burnout and resentment. And it wasn't until my health challenge several years ago that I really began to respect my own limits and that I truly started to feel empowered. Unfortunately, it took a health challenge like that to do so, but here I am. Setting boundaries allow me to honor my values and allocate my time and energy to what truly mattered to me. Now, I will say that working on boundaries was something I dealt with in previous marriages, of course, but I think when the health challenge came up, I think that was really a time for me to reflect internally about how much I can give of myself to others and still have my energy and protecting my energy and allowing my energy to be recharged. So identifying your boundaries. Well, let's look at this. So I'd like you to do this exercise. Reflect on areas of your life where you feel drained or overwhelmed. And these feelings can be indicators of where you need stronger boundaries. Now, if you want, you could write down what boundaries would help protect your time, your energy, and emotional well-being in these areas. And then as you do this, for each boundary you identify, note why it's important to you and how it reflects your self-worth and respect. And remember, setting boundaries is a deeply personal process that reflects your unique needs and values. It's about communicating your worth to yourself and others, ensuring that your relationships are respectful and reciprocal. And I even had to do this most recently when I was, again, experiencing health challenges that I had to pull back from my time in teaching my online classes to some other activities and opportunities that I had because I needed to take care of me. And isn't that an act of self-love? It most certainly is. So as we move forward, let's keep in mind that boundaries are not just about saying no. They're about creating space for a resounding yes to what truly nurtures our souls. As we continue our journey of self-care and self-love, let's dedicate time to a guided meditation designed to help us recognize and honor our personal boundaries. And this meditation will guide you through visualizations to understand and respect your limits, creating a space of safety and respect within yourself. So I invite you now to find a quiet, comfortable place where you can sit or lie down undisturbed. And as you're settled in your space, close your eyes or lower your gaze, and let's begin. Start by taking three deep cleansing breaths. So inhale slowly through your nose, filling your lungs completely, and then exhaling through your mouth, releasing any tension you're holding. And do that again. Inhaling and exhaling. Might even do that with a sigh. Do that one more time. You can allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm, just breathing through your nose. And with each breath, feel yourself becoming more relaxed and grounded. Imagine roots extending from the base of your spine, reaching deep into the earth, anchoring you firmly and providing a sense of stability and security. picture a beautiful, luminous bubble surrounding you. This bubble represents your personal space, a sacred area where only what is beneficial for you is allowed to enter. Notice the color, the texture, and feel of this bubble. It is strong, yet flexible, able to expand and contract as needed. Feel the peace and safety within this space, knowing it is yours to protect and cherish. Within this safe space, reflect on the areas of your life where you feel your boundaries are well respected and where they may need reinforcement. Visualize scenarios where you assert these boundaries calmly and confidently. See yourself communicating your needs clearly and observe the respect and understanding from others as they honor your boundaries. As you focus on your boundaries, bring to mind moments of self-doubt or criticism for asserting them. And now replace those thoughts with compassion and understanding. Remind yourself that setting boundaries is an act of self-respect and love. And if you like, you can repeat silently or aloud, "My boundaries protect my well-being. I honor and respect my needs. My boundaries protect my well-being. I honor and respect my needs." begin to bring your awareness back to the present. Wiggle your fingers and toes, feeling the energy move through your body. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying with you the sense of peace, safety, and self-respect from this meditation. As you move forward, remember that your boundaries are a reflection of your self-worth. They are ever-evolving, just like you, and are essential for nurturing your well-being and relationships. Welcome back to this next segment where we're practicing assertiveness and self-care. So here we'll focus on assertiveness as the language of our boundaries. Assertiveness allows us to express our needs, feelings, and limits in a way that is respectful to both ourselves and others. It's a key skill in maintaining healthy relationships and ensuring our self-care needs are met. So let's dive into how we can cultivate assertiveness with practical techniques and exercises. So the first technique is the power of I statements. I statements are a foundational tool in assertive communication. They allow us to speak from our perspective without placing blame or judgment on others. So for example, instead of saying, "You never listen to me," try, "I feel unheard when my ideas aren't acknowledged." This shift not only reduces defensiveness, but also opens up space for understanding and resolution. So how do we craft these I statements? Well, let's reflect on a recent situation where you felt your boundaries were crossed. And write down what you wanted to say using a you statement. And maybe this is the way you said it. And now I invite you to reframe this into an I statement that expresses your feelings, your needs, your concerns. So once you have that, you can rehearse your response. Preparation is key to becoming more assertive. So think about situations where you typically struggle to assert your boundaries. It could be saying no to extra work, or requesting personal space, or expressing a differing opinion. So you can role play this and choose a scenario where you wish to be more assertive and write down a brief script for how you'd ideally handle the situation using the I statements that we talked about and clear, respectful language. And then practice saying your script out loud in front of a mirror or even with a trusted friend. Notice how it feels to express your needs and boundaries confidently. So another technique is positive reframing. Assertiveness isn't just about addressing conflicts. It's also about positively framing your requests and needs. And this involves focusing on potential solutions and expressing appreciation for the other person's understanding. So what you could do is think of a boundary you need to set or a request that you need to make that feels challenging. And you can write down how you can frame this request positively. For example, if you need to decline an invitation, you might say, "I really appreciate the invite and would love to spend time with you. Could we find a time next week? I need to prioritize rest this weekend." And that's one way that you can do that. And you can reflect on other ways as well. Assertiveness is a skill that grows stronger with practice. It's about honoring your feelings and needs while maintaining respect and empathy for others. This week, I encourage you to apply these techniques and exercises in your daily interactions. Notice the shifts in your communication and how they impact your sense of self-respect and well-being. As we nurture our ability to set boundaries with assertiveness, we create a foundation for deeper self-care and healthier relationships. Remember, your needs are valid, and expressing them is a profound act of self-love. So as we conclude this week's exploration of self-care through setting boundaries, I invite you to embrace the practices that we discussed as acts of self-love. And this week, I do challenge you to identify one area of your life where your boundaries need reinforcement. And then practice asserting this boundary with kindness and clarity, whether it involves declining an unwanted obligation or carving out time for self-reflection. Next week, we'll be looking at nurturing ourselves. So thank you for sharing this space with me on Peaceful Wellness with Deb. Your journey towards self-love and care is a testament to your strength and commitment to well-being. And remember, setting boundaries is not just about keeping others out. It's about letting your true self flourish. For more resources and inspiration, visit the website at peacefulwellness.org. And certainly for more podcast episodes, go to peacefulwellnesspodcast.com. Until we meet again, may you walk your path with love, respect, and firm boundaries. As always, I wish you peace. Namaste. Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.